Do you mind if we, like, tape this? Because we're making
sure, tape everything you want.
And I may even pull out my little camera. I don't know.
We're
going to take
everything we can record.
Yeah. I have some interesting tape.
Out of the 30 people we saw down there, I imagine you could have
gotten. As far as I know, the only violence in town other than rock throwing is committed by the cops on people.
Wait a minute, man. I don't like that.
No.
Just put it away, will you?
Okay, sure thing. If you don't. I mean,
I don't like movie cameras.
Oh, really?
Why? My still camera's broken.
I don't like those movie cameras.
Okay.
I mean, I like CIA.
You take pictures of us later when you're gone. I love cameras.
I do too. I do
face up there. Yeah. Shit.
Well, let's start. What happened? I mean, you know, like we were getting ready to come out. You know, like we were, okay, 12:25, or you know, send the troops up.
Well, sort of we were out. It was about 7:30. We were watching the fire go on over 12:25. There was fire on started on the second floor in the back. So we all come running up here, run through the window, you know. Watching the fire. And some of the street people around here, somebody put out the fire before the fire. It was really going, and it got put out. So I heard somebody say two people went over with the fire engine. So anyway, we were standing up here watching the fire. The firemen come up with their, you know, guns and the whole bit, and the police come in. And, well, we started doing what we got like today. You know, not,
because we didn't.
We were screaming. Okay. We were yelling.
The original yelling started off stuff like six.
Okay,
the people next door were yelling now.
Of course, I was yelling more than anybody else, so they could kick me down because I got.
All right, eventually, I was the only one. I was standing up out, not on the far, the little balcony over the door, but one just back out in the right line. I was standing like this, so it was obvious that I wasn't going to do anything.
Explain how it happened.
All right.
With your hands over
I was standing with my hands cupped on top of my head, and his feet spread apart back in the railing there, dressed without the knife.
Yeah.
Got the knife now because I don't want any motherfuckers breaking in my door like they did before. But. Okay, anyway, I'm standing there, and then after the some like fascist pig and crap like that, we were all yelling stuff. Eventually we got quiet. You know, you run out of stuff to say. Okay, well anyway, I've been in Rotzi, I can sit and criticize all these National Guard people. I was telling them to disperse, you know, and to get down and do this crap like that, saying you're going online, you know, knowing what they're doing out there. You know. Okay, well anyway. And then finally, cut that business out, and I started yelling at people who were still driving cars down the street. It was a busy street sometimes. And I was just yelling at them, go home, go home. If you don't live here, go home.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Which is really what I was yelling, because man, these people are driving on the street, and they look up, and there's cops, National Guard everywhere, you know. Best thing you do is just turn around, wave, bye-bye, and leave. Because this, you know, there were just people back alley throwing rocks and stuff. Okay, so I'm yelling that, and then, excuse me, I probably yelled at a couple of plainclothes cop guards, things like that. And what else did I yell?
I don't know, we were sitting around screaming. So anyway, three policemen come up here to the front of the house, and they're standing on the yard. They tell us to shut our mouths and to go inside.
They were mean.
They were really mad.
Shotguns, not called level or anything.
They
came up in my face.
They
and you're going to kill.
You know what started it? They were coming down here. A car had pulled up. Some little Valiant, you know, probably it wasn't a police car. Some car pulled up. Three policemen came down. They had these riot guns, and they all cocked them real loud, you know. They go, and Bill goes, yeah, we hear you. And so they didn't stop at the car. They just came right on up here, and they stood in the front yard. And they said, oh, you got a real big mouth or something, don't you? You know, real big man.
Now, why don't you come down here and talk to me? So I'm not coming down to get maced.
Or shot, or
clubbed. Yeah. I think probably something similar.
Exactly.
Or tear gas. Okay, I'm not going to get off my balcony, man, down there where those people are that go berserk on me, you know. Okay, so I'm standing up there, and he's talking to me. At this point in time, I stopped shouting. He's talking to the guy in my front yard who's asking me questions. You know, will you go back in the house? And this is my property. Do I have to go back in my house? I'm not going back in my house. I live here, you know, and I do live here.
Yeah, so anyway, and he was sitting here answering these questions, and like the whole time, there was another policeman saying, shut up. Somebody was asking him a question, you know. And so, like, when he try and answer the dude, the guys say, shut up, I told you to shut up. You know, remember them doing that?
Yeah, they did that a couple of times.
They did it a couple
they
of times.
They did it out
once
the street,
on the street,
too. The four of them
screaming
at me.
So anyway, about that time, we were sitting up here. About that time, a police car pulled up and shined its light on each
yeah.
one of the people that were sitting up here, you know, each one of us individually. And I can truthfully say I was doing absolutely no screaming whatsoever. In fact, I was calling people stupid for doing it, but I was up there. The light shined on me. About that time, I figured things were going to get hot, so I came back inside. Like, I don't know what happened.
Okay. Next thing I saw were at least four policemen go in the door. No knock, no reason to come in, no explanation. For instance, the cop down
no
there...
Warrant.
Huh?
No warrant.
No warrant.
No, I just walked in.
Twice what the charges were, and the guy said, get your ass downstairs. That's what he did.
Okay, none of these people had a bad showing.
Yeah.
I asked, going down the stairs twice, out in the street three times, at the police station several times, for badge numbers and names. I did not ever get a badge number and name. I asked for the badge number and the name of the arresting officer who arrested us off the street. They would not give that to me. All right, now that's simply against the law.
Yeah.
You've got to have that stuff out where the people can see it. Otherwise, hell, there's a million cops down there. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, can I interrupt for a second? He said, all right, I won't film you. I just want pictures. Okay. Yeah. So keep going. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm standing out on the porch, and I watch all these people come in, and they come charging up the porch. One of them comes out the window there. I'm standing with my back to him like this. I look over, he's got a shotgun leveled right at my stomach, not more than that far away from me. And
they did that to me a couple, 3 months.
Yeah, they did that in a fire truck.
Right, okay.
In a fire truck.
I was sitting up here. When I came back inside, I was sitting up here, and there was a whole mess of people inside. And all of a sudden, I heard him say, my God, they're coming up the stairs, you know. My God, they're coming up the stairs. And I didn't know what to do. And I was sitting in this other room, and I was getting a little paranoid anyway. So, like, the policeman just, one of them came through that door and went around through the bedroom, and two more of them came in through the kitchen. Over here, it's kind of, you'll see as you're going out, the way it's laid out. Anyway, so they came in, and they said, all right, all you people, get your asses downstairs. And, like, low, you know, all these chicks.
Well,
and nobody had anything to do with it.
The people that got out of this house.
Yeah, there was nobody that had anything to do with it.
Upstairs.
We hardly speak
upstairs.
English.
There was a guy that had a pan. He was, you know, Kearns, you didn't see that. Kearns had a pan and he was dumping stuff into a plate. They said, come on, Kearns, let's go, you know. And he said, just a second, he was dumping it out of the plate. They just grabbed Kearns and pulled him out. Just pulled
okay.
him out.
What for?
They, said,
was he,
they didn't say
was
anything.
Yelling?
They wouldn't
was
say.
The
they wouldn't say
the
what.
Yeah,
they
no
just said,
car.
Get your ass downstairs.
Okay, I was standing out on the front porch and the policeman came up. The very first thing he said is, you got a big mouth, don't you? So I figured everything past that was bullshit, okay? Next thing he says, get back in the house and be quiet. He says, well, I'll be quiet. This is my property. And I believe he did not, number one, identify himself, who he was. For all I know, that was an imposter down there.
Yeah.
I mean, what he has to identify himself as a police officer working for the Lawrence Police Department. He did not identify the situation. For all I know, this was some show they were going to march down to the next street. He did not say, this is an emergency situation. I am requesting you to help along with the law and order in this town and go back in the street. He just said, get back in the house for the bullshit going on, you know, you big mouth kid. Okay, so then he did not identify what charge I was when he originally came up and got me, hauled me down the stairs. Okay, street scene. 17 people came out of this house, by my count. I think that's correct. Okay, they didn't get the guys downstairs. They weren't really doing anything. They didn't get anybody next door. Okay, they got people on the third floor, which isn't that about me.
Yeah.
Okay, they put us all up against the car, yay. Okay.
And we were sitting there spread on the car, you know. Out like this.
I committed a crime in my life.
There were 17 people around this police car
life.
Out there with their hands on the car, you know, and just giving us all sorts of shit. And this is when they came down and started, you know, giving him all the shit. Okay, so then a policeman comes up and he says, right, you, and you.
Out of 17
go over
people,
here.
They got five.
They got
they
four.
They just picked at random.
First they got
so
four.
Four.
I was still on the
they
car.
Got four.
I was still on the car. And these policemen with these group of people went down the street a little ways. Another policeman that I, you know, hadn't seen, he might have seen me, I don't know. He came up and said, hey, you, turn around. And I didn't know he was talking to me, so he grabbed my shoulder and spun me around. And I said, yes, sir. And he goes, somebody get a light over here and shine it on this kid. So nobody came with a light, of course, the usual efficiency of the police department. So anyway, the light didn't come, and he said, well, that's okay, you go on over there with him. Just like, I mean, you know, just like you can
just
go or you can't go, but for my, you know,
just
to
charge
decided,
somebody else $25 or $250
fine. So anyway, so I went down there with them. And we got down there immediately. They put a National Guardsman in front of each of us with his rifle. It wasn't aimed at us, but it was like this, you know. And so we were sitting there with these National Guardsmen in front of us. And so then a guy came and said, get your hands on your head. You know, so I was sitting there like that. Next thing that came around, Dave Aubrey comes walking up.
Oh, no, wait a minute. About the arresting officer. Some officer never identified himself, who he was, what police force he was working for, anything. Comes up and says, you're being arrested for disturbing the peace. And he gives a steal. You don't have to say anything. And if you
right.
do say, maybe
so. Right.
No, wait. But the third thing he said is that you have the right to have a lawyer if you are too poor or some word such as that. I don't think it was poor. If you're too poor
if
to have
you can't
a lawyer.
Afford a lawyer, one will be appointed
right.
to you by
one
the state.
One will be appointed to you for that charge. That's what he was talking about.
Now, what was
okay?
the charge?
Disturbing the peace. Disturbing the peace.
Now, doesn't a civilian or a
yeah.
have to report
it?
Nobody reported it?
No. No one reported
no
it.
No report. Okay, next thing. We got down to the station. They booked us for disturbing the peace and breaking curfew. Okay? They didn't tell us out on the street when we were arresting us, plus the fact that we got down there breaking the curfew. You know, how are we supposed to know this? And they didn't give us a lawyer.
When I went down there,
I asked for a lawyer. I said I was too poor to afford one. I can't afford anything at this point in time. I want a lawyer. I want to see him tonight or as soon as possible. When he's talked to me, he says, it's for misdemeanor, you cannot have a lawyer. Man on the street didn't tell me that. Okay, I asked him at the time, well, can you give me the name and the badge number of the arresting officer? He said, no, I cannot. I don't know. No way of finding out.
Point,
I think
we still don't know.
No way of finding out, I think, is the words they kept using. No way of finding out.
Yeah,
so how are they
going to
present any case in court against us without any officer to file a
so
complaint?
So when we were taken down there, I asked for who lodged the complaint about disturbing the peace, you know. I asked this, there was a lieutenant down there working at the desk. I said, doesn't some citizen have to lodge a complaint in the disturbance of the peace? He says, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. And I said, well, I'm sure you do.
That's why
they
booked us.
And I said, I'm sure you do. And also, who's lodged the complaint? You know, he said, well, I don't know. I have no idea about that. All I do is check in, you know. And so he checked us all in. We turned all of our junk in, you know, the belts, the whole bit. So
they made me take
off
my boots. They felt that these were too big.
So anyway, so then they took us up to...
I had to walk around on the fucking cold metal floor on bare feet.
So then they took us up to the cells, you know, and just locked us in the cells.
After
and so we were staying, so we were there, and they had taken one of our group away by that time. Bill Ricky, who'd been with us here in the house, they'd taken off someplace.
You want to talk to Dave Aubrey.
Dave Aubrey.
I saw him out there too.
Yeah, well, Dave Aubrey.
He's still in jail.
Dave was with us, and like, he's kind of an old friend of mine in a way, but anyway, a long time ago, so we were kind of talking, and he had been, he's going to stay in jail, and he's going to plead guilty tomorrow morning because
he was breaking curfew, he was 3 blocks from home.
Yeah.
No way getting out of that.
And he was throwing things at the police also, which didn't make it, but like, anyway, he was pretty mad too. So, like, anyway, he came out with us. About an hour and a half later, we were sitting in there by this time pretty well calmed down, trying to go to sleep. You know, we figured we'd be there for the rest of the night. They said they'd call the boss and we showed up. So a little bit later, the cell doors open, you know, with great clanging, unlocking, the whole bit, you know, wake us up. And these policemen come into the next cell, and they take all the mattresses out.
They're
going to wash them, you know, and bring them into us. You know, these plastic jars.
Because we didn't have any mattresses. We were lying
on
these metal boxes.
So anyway, about 1 minute after those policemen left with the mattresses, about 5 more freaks came in and were thrown in that cell. So now, I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but like it's a strange coincidence. Anyway, they were thrown in the cell.
Who was in there? Lance?
Mike Forcade was in there. Lance Hill was in there. You know, that group. Okay, so.
About 10 minutes after that.
And Gold was there.
Randy Gold showed up about 10 minutes after that with some photographer that was up here last night taking pictures.
Yeah, this is the second time tonight. So anyway, we sat in there and we shot the shit for a while. And so finally, a policeman comes in and he says, any of you men in here want to be bonded? And we said, yes, officer, you know, like we all wanted to be. Everybody in that cell wanted to be. And so we all split and we were going down. And these guys in the other cells were screaming, we want to be bonded too. You know, they said, we're not letting you out tonight. You know, these guys were all just on curfew charges, not even disturbing the peace. And so they said, we're not going to let you out tonight. So anyway, we went down to talk to the bondsman. Bond had been set at $250. Like the normal bond is 25 because we read it down there on a big sign that says don't let us over bond you, you know, or something like that, or over fine. You know, it was a bond charge.
Well, now we heard a report on the police band last night that the fee is the fine is $250 paid to the county.
Yeah, and you know how much it is the second time.
Yeah.
They inflated to $1,400 motherfucking dollars. If you think anybody in this town carries that much. I mean, you know, most college students don't carry that much. Their dads don't carry that much in their bank account.
Yeah.
And most students, no student down here.
Well, it's obvious what they're doing it for. They want to keep you off the street. If you're in a second time, they figure you're in real trouble.
Yeah, they keep you in jail.
So anyway, we went down there and we posted bond, and Professor Belleville was down there.
Yeah.
And he took us home. He brought us home. because he had a and he had a pass, you know. So like we came home, we had an interview with some dude outside.
One at stake on the
back. I've given another one since then.
No.
But
we saw tack it up.
Bellville's driving on the stake.
Go look in the kitchen here.
Yeah. No,